Imagine a world where your campus reputation hinges on one viral moment. For Kikiola Banjo, that moment arrives in an unexpected kiss with the very man she publicly labeled the waste man of Whitewell. As the sharp-tongued host of Brown Sugar, the most influential radio show at Whitewell University, Kiki has built her brand warning black female students about campus players. Her carefully constructed life, 4.0 GPA, leadership positions, and emotional detachment shatters when she impulsively kisses Malachi Corriday to escape an aggressive ex. That kiss, electric and unexpected, becomes campus gossip overnight, threatening everything she's built. How can the relationship guru survive being caught with the very man she warned everyone about? The solution? A fake relationship that satisfies both their needs, salvaging her reputation while helping him shed his player image. But what happens when pretending feels more authentic than reality ever has? Three nights weekly, Kiki's confident voice delivers straight-talking relationship wisdom across campus. Her sharp humor and protective instinct have earned her a devoted following, who tune in for her takes on dating, self-worth, and navigating predominantly white spaces. She's categorized campus waste men, from the situationship specialist to the degree-hunting heartbreaker. Behind this powerful persona lies a young woman shaped by betrayal. When her mother was diagnosed with aggressive lymphoma during sixth form, Kiki also faced rejection after a friend's boyfriend made unwanted advances, then blamed her. This isolation taught her to protect herself by controlling her image. Brown sugar became my shield, she reflects. I could guide others through romantic struggles while keeping my own heart locked away. Her carefully maintained distance extends to her arrangement with Zach Kingsford, physically present but emotionally unavailable. This approach keeps her safe but isolated, with only roommate Amina granted access to the person behind the microphone. When Dr. Miller offers Kiki a chance to expand her radio audience for NYU's summer program, her fake relationship with Malachi evolves into career strategy. Their arrangement becomes a multimedia project, documenting campus romance while performing their own relationship to help secure Kiki's New York dreams. They establish clear boundaries, choreographed public affection with private intimacy off limits. Their coordinated social media posts explore relationship themes, while their radio segment, Gotta Hear Both Sides, becomes a metaphor for their connection, two perspectives creating something neither could achieve alone. What makes this fake relationship compelling is how it creates a safe space for authentic self-expression. Kiki experiences vulnerability without compromising her self-image, while Malachi, typically seen as the charming player, showcases his intelligence and sensitivity without risking rejection. As their listenership triples and the campus hashtag SugarMocha goes viral, their performance becomes increasingly convincing because the feelings underlying their discussions shift from theoretical to deeply personal. As their pretend relationship deepens, Kiki and Malachi reveal their emotional wounds. During a late-night radio session, Kiki shares how being falsely labeled a cheater in sixth form led to social rejection. The truth didn't matter once the story took hold, she confesses. This experience inspired Brown Sugar, a space where girls could feel powerful and connected while she remained safely distant. Malachi's wounds run equally deep. Kiki overhears an argument revealing his family trauma. His father abandoned them when he was 14, leaving him to raise his younger brother and support his depressed mother. His father's infidelity shattered his foundation. "I'm afraid I might inherit my father's tendency to hurt others," he admits. "Every time I start feeling something real, I hear his voice making excuses for leaving." His casual dating stems from fear of causing pain through genuine connection. When Malachi tells Kiki, "You're electric, like lightning, bright with it, bold with it," she feels truly seen beyond her facade. Their mutual recognition of each other's pain creates a foundation for authentic connection. One of the novel's most powerful themes is the healing power of friendship and female solidarity. When we first meet Kiki, she's isolated herself beyond her roommate Amina, her friendship trauma convincing her that women will inevitably turn against her. Malachi's arrival catalyzes unexpected connections. When Shanti and Chioma approach Kiki about her history with Zach, their immediate validation, "That's fucked up," rather than "What did you do?" marks a turning point in her ability to trust. The reconciliation with Rianne, her former best friend, proves transformative. Their chance meeting at RomCon allows them to address past miscommunication. Though they may never recapture their former dynamic, they can build something new on their shared history. This friendship revolution culminates during Ty's country house party, where Kiki experiences the joy of belonging with her Blackwell baddies, their laughter becoming part of the music. When Zach retaliates by posting a non-consensual intimate photo, her friend's swift support prevents Kiki from retreating into isolation, showing how authentic friendship transforms vulnerability into collective strength. Whitewell University exists as two distinct worlds. West Whitewell, with its manicured campus and subtle racism disguised as microaggressions, and East Whitewell, Eastside, where Amina and Kiki find authentic community through African markets, specialized hair stores, and cultural connections reminiscent of home. Freaky Fridays, the club night Kiki helped create, becomes more than entertainment. It's a symbol of reclaiming space. Unlike mainstream campus events where Black students endure racial slurs and music, Freaky Friday serves as a sanctuary with designer cologne and hair products, amber lights glowing on moisturized brown skin. Kiki's declaration that we're treated as guests here, people to fill up quotas, let's make ourselves at home, captures the essence of creating community within unwelcoming institutions. Nigerian heritage provides strength for both protagonists through shared cultural references, from jollof rice debates to Nigerian authors. Their meals of honey spiced chicken wings with traditional spices become both literal and metaphorical nourishment. The reign of Ifeconia, their favorite Afro-futuristic romance blending Yoruba mythology with futuristic elements, serves as both escapism and cultural affirmation. The novel's title perfectly captures Kiki and Malachi's relationship, the balance of sweetness and heat, tenderness and passion. Their connection creates what Malachi calls the perfect shot, not about flawlessness, but truth and clarity. Their journey follows a path of mutual recognition. Malachi sees Kiki's lightning-bright boldness, while she perceives beyond his player reputation to his artistic passion and emotional depth. This mutual seeing establishes their authentic connection. In intimate moments, this transformation shines. Malachi's patience during their first physical encounter moves Kiki to tears. When he confesses burning plantain because he was thinking of her, his proof of being insanely in love, it shows how love changes us in both profound and mundane ways. Their final reconciliation brings their journey full circle. Malachi's film reveals how meeting Kiki transformed his approach from a wildlife documentary to genuine vulnerability. Their final kiss, tasting like honey and spice twined, embodies their perfect alchemy. Love isn't about perfect compatibility, but finding someone who sees you clearly and chooses you anyway. Someone who balances your sweetness with their spice, creating something richer than either could be alone.